Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
was God that did it. I understand you're healing now, but it was God that did it. The doctors might have diagnosed the case. The nurses may have ministered the medicine. But the healing came from God. God did it. You may be better off now than you were before. And it doesn't matter what the enemy tell you. This happened, or you got the money from this place or that place. But at the end of the day, God sustained us. It was God that did it. Hallelujah. You may be walking now where you wasn't walking before. It was God that did it. You may be driving now and you was catching the bus last year. But you got to remember, it wasn't a finance company. God did it. Hallelujah. Thank God for each and every one of you all. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're so happy to have each and every one of you all. We want to get ready to have a word of prayer. And this time we're going to ask that, see if Evangelist Sharon available. Ask her to give us a word of prayer, and then we're going to get into this lesson. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Evangelist Sharon.
Yes, good afternoon, Pastor Beasley. Good afternoon, Pastor Bell, and good afternoon to all the listeners. Praise God, and thank you for that selection. In Ephesians 6, and it is 11, I believe. I'll start from 10 to 14. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Amen. I want to thank God for preparing us for the war that we're in, and this is a spiritual warfare. And it says, put on the whole armor of God, just believe in Christ, believe in his word, and you will have it on. Be protected at all times, because this is a different kind of fight, but we're always victorious through God. God is a healer. God is a deliverer. God is just awesome. I want to thank you for another perfect day. I want to pray for those who can't pray for themselves. I want to pray for those who ask us to remember them in prayer. I want to pray for the shut-in, the elderly, the weak, the non-trusting, and the bereaved families. May God keep them in perfect peace. He said, if you keep your mind on thee, he will keep you in perfect peace. I pray for this broadcast and both our pastors that he will continue to open up their hearts and their minds and find new ways to discover to bring out the truth, which is the word of God. I bind up anything that will come in between this broadcast and the blood of Jesus. I pray all this in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Evangelist Sharon. This is about resting in God and in his spirit. Yesterday, we left off in Romans 10 and 4, and we're going to start back there today. A few things I wanted to clear up. And also, we had told you on yesterday that we were going to talk a little bit about the book itself, the book of Hebrews. So we'll talk a little bit about that. But mainly, I want to make sure everybody understand we're living in the Spirit of God. Christ is the end of the law. Now, this is scripture, and you may not like that. You may want to continue to live by the law, and you can, but it will be outside of Christ. So, in the book of Romans, the 10th chapter, I'm going to start with the 4th verse. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm not sure what's going on here. Somebody can't get on, I guess. Let's see here. I'm going to play a song here, and let's see here what's... just somebody having trouble getting on. But anyway, in Romans 10, I believe that go. Verse 4, is where we were at yesterday. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. Hallelujah. Evangelist Sharon, if you'll read it from the Messenger Bible, they're having trouble getting on.
Yes, Pastor. Pastor, unfortunately, I'm having trouble with my internet. And
okay.
It's showing me Romans 10, but it's not showing me the complete scripture. I'm sorry, I apologize.
No problem.
Okay.
Romans 10, the early revelation was intended simply to get us ready for the Messiah, who then put everything right for those who trust in him to do it. Moses wrote that anyone who insists of using the law code to living right before God, soon discovered it is not so easy. Every detail of life guarded by finding print, but trusting God to shape the right living in us is a different story. Listen, brothers and sisters, this is about living in Christ. God made this. He decided to operate like this. I got somebody. Okay. Well, it's past to see if she able to read for us as well. Okay. So on yesterday, we left off comparing the difference between the flesh and the spirit. When you're living in the law code, the difference between living in the law code and living in the spirit. Let's see. Evangelist Sharon, are you able to read out the King James?
I don't know. That's what I was on. It's just my, I apologize. It's my internet.
Okay, no problem. No problem. If you can read out a, let's see if Pastor able to read out the Messenger Bible. Pastor, are you able to read out the Messenger Bible?
Yes, Pastor, and good afternoon, everyone.
Okay. Let's see. So I've been in the right place here. Could you read, we'll just start over so everybody be clear. Let's go with Romans 10 and 4. You can read it out of King James, Evangelist Sharon, and Pastor, you read it out of Messenger Bible. Thank y'all so much.
Okay. The early revelation was intended simply to get us ready for the Messiah, who then puts everything right for those who trust him to do it. Amen.
Amen. And from the Message Bible, the early revelation was intended simply to get us ready for the Messiah, who then puts everything right for those who trust him to do it. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. In Romans 10 and 4, we left off yesterday discussing the fact that you got the law code and then you got the spirit. So we're living by the spirit of life that's in Christ Jesus. Now, brothers and sisters, this is more real than the nose on your face. Got to be honest with you.
Amen.
The law The law ends in Christ. You got to say that a couple of times to really get it. The law ends in Christ, done away with, who fulfilled it by being the real sacrifice, of which the law sacrifice were merely typical of what God wanted. So in Ephesians 2 and 14, if you'll read that, matter of fact, read Ephesians 2, 14 and 15. Ephesians 2, 14 and 15.
Okay. It reads as follows in King James. For he is our peace, who hath made both one and hath broken down the middle wall to partition between us, having abolished in his flesh and enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace. Amen.
Amen, amen. And from the Message Bible, the Messiah has made things up between us so that we're together on this, both non-Jewish and outsiders and Jewish insiders. He tore down the wall we used to keep each other at a distance. He replaced the law code that had become so clogged with fine print and footnotes that it hindered more than it helped. Then he started over. Instead of continuing with two groups of people separated by centuries of animosity and animosity, he created a new kind of human being, a fresh start for everybody. Amen.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen. See, Ephesians 2, 14, 15 is saying that God no longer used the law. He allowed Jesus to become that peace to put us back together. In other words, because we had a disagreement and the law was, well, the law of sin and death, that's why it's called the law of sin and death, because if you sin, you were going to die. So it's called the law of sin and death. Now, that was keeping us apart. You and your mate or your spouse or whoever, or friends, y'all had a disagreement, and that kept you apart. See, that's what the law was doing. The law was keeping us from really getting into God and God really getting into us, because it was written that thou shalt not. And, you know, you shouldn't do this and shouldn't do that. And then they had all these different laws. So that kept us from getting to God. So what God did was he reconciled us. You know what that really means, don't you? He made friends with us. He says, okay, you know what? Enough is enough. Here's my son. Because, you know, when you're making friends or you want to make back up, let's put it that way. You know, when you make back up, you know, you bring a flowers, or you bring her, or you bring him something, you want to make back up. That's reconciling. So that's what God did with Christ. He gave us Christ to reconcile, to become friends again. And he says, okay, forget all this other stuff. Here's how I want you to live now. Going forward, I want you to live in the Spirit, because you ain't going to be able to keep all these laws. You ain't going to be able to walk.
Yeah.
So now we're to live in the Spirit of God, brothers and sisters. That's why it's no condemnation to them that are in the Spirit of Christ, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. You're not condemned.
Yeah.
The only people that's going to be condemned is the people. And I'm not y'all going to find this, too. Find Colossians 2, 14 through 17. So I want to make sure everybody understand that the sacrifice was merely typical or a type of what God needed until Christ came. Once Christ came, hey, get rid of all that stuff. I'm finna make one people, and all the people's gonna have to live by the same rules, and that rule is to be in Christ. Therefore, if any man be in Christ. So in Colossians 2, 14 through 17. Now, here's the beauty. Here's the beauty of this. See, the Jews, they used to claim right. Well, we're better than you because we're God's children, yada, yada, yada. So now the Gentiles can claim the same thing. Hey, we all got to walk by faith. Abraham chose to walk by faith. The ones that was in bondage, they got to walk by faith. The ones that was free, they got to walk. Everybody got to walk by faith, and that faith has to be in Christ now. See, that's what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
See, in Colossians 2 and 15, Evangelist Sharon.
And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a shoe of them, openly triumphing over them in it. Let no man, therefore, judge you in meat or in drink, or in respect of a holiday, or of a new moon, or of the Sabbath days, which are a shadow of things to come. For the body is of Christ. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. And from the Message Bible, think of it, all sins forgiven, the slate wiped clean, that old arrest warrant canceled and nailed to Christ's cross. He stripped all the spiritual triumph in the universe of their sham authority at the cross and marched them naked through the streets. So don't put up with anyone pressuring you in details of diet, worship, or holy days. All those things are mere shadows cast before what was to come. The substance is Christ. Amen, amen.
Ooh, hallelujah.
He erased everything. Everything that we've been charged with is like, here's a get out of jail free card. Y'all know anything about that? Yeah, he said, here, forget it. I'm blotting it out. Don't even worry about it. Everything been against you. And I don't care about your mama, your sister, your brother, your wife, your preacher, who's trying to condemn you. God said, I erased that. So who are you going to listen to? The preacher? Of the word of God. That's how to erase it.
Hallelujah.
Ooh. Listen, brothers and sisters, it don't get any plainer than that. He erased all the charges that had been brought against us that the law presented. Then he turned around and established us. He did this. What you think was going on when he nailed to the cross? That's what that was for. That was sin. Now, that goes back to my point I was making yesterday. I said I was going to talk about the book of Hebrews, but we'll do that tomorrow. So y'all forgive me. Because I want to show you the point. I want to show you something here. He nailed it to the cross. So when you see the old, that represents Jesus. The new represents Christ. Because he nailed all this thing to the cross.
Thank you, Lord.
He took the charges away by nailing it to the cross. He stripped all the rules, all the authority that the devil had over us.
Mm.
The scripture, brothers. He bind up the enemy. Can I put it to you this way? He beat him up and took all his goodies.
Thank you.
And he couldn't do anything. He beat him up with all his weapons. He couldn't do nothing to you no more. And not just any of the Bible says all the principalities and the power. Can I say that one more time? All the principalities and the power.
Mm-hmm.
And then after he beat him up, he made an open show of him. So while Satan around there talking about what he done did, Christ looked and said, they're free. I took it. So while we're trying to hold on to sin, let it go, brothers. As far as God is concerned, he sees you in Christ. He sees you as the very righteousness of God in Christ. And I don't care how many times you pray, how many times you fast. When you get through with all that old religious junk, and I don't mean to sound real hard, You know, because you got a lot of people still want to talk about, oh, the moon, want to talk about you worship on sun, you worship on sad. You want to talk about all this. Man, let all that go. Your rest is in Christ. That's where you rest in that. That's your day of rest. He's not talking about a day. He's talking about a person.
Amen, amen.
So when you go back and you read Hebrews 4, that's what he's talking about. He's talking about resting in God. That's what God did, and he had already did this before the foundation of the world. Help me, Holy Ghost. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
He made an open show of them and showed them, hey, it ain't about new moon. It ain't about religion. It ain't about a day of rest. It ain't about fasting. It ain't about all this. All that stuff was just a shadow. It was a shadow of what was to come. So be letting men judge you in what meat you can eat. Man, you pray over that poor job and keep on getting it.
Amen. Woo. Amen.
Yeah. People want to judge you on everything, what holidays you can serve and what holidays you should. You should observe the new moon. You should observe the Sabbath. Man, let all that go. We're to rest in Christ.
Yeah.
Oh, that's just a shadow. And listen, brother and sister. You're going to either live by the old or you're going to live by the new, bless God.
Amen.
In the old, it was the law of Moses. How I know that? Acts 13:38-39. And then I want you to see Galatians 6:2, so you'll know what law you're living by. But we'll just go there. Hallelujah.
Okay. Oh, wait, am I still computer? I apologize for the delay. My internet is moving very slow. 38:39 Yes. Be it known unto you, therefore, men and brethren, that through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins. And by him all that believe are justified from all things from which ye could not be justified by the law of Moses. Amen.
Amen. For the Message Bible. Acts 13:38-39. I want you to know, my dear friends, that it is on account of the resurrected Jesus that the forgiveness of your sins can be promised. He accomplished in those who believe everything that the law of Moses could never make good on. Everyone who believes in this raised up Jesus is declared good and right and whole before God. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
See, Moses, what he offered was the law of sin and death. But what Christ offered is the law of the spirit of life. That's what you want. You want eternal life. You couldn't get it by keeping a bunch of laws, by going to church, by the new moon, by fasting. Now, what you have to do is to be in Christ. And now listen, brothers and sisters, not to think it, but you got to know it. Sometimes we can overthink and assume things. Don't let me tell you what assuming means, but in Galatians 6:2, if you have that one, Galatians 6:2. Yeah, but I want y'all to understand, brothers and sisters, that Jesus took your sin. Now, if he had them, why are you playing with it?
Have mercy.
You don't get God's approval by being able to keep this law and that law. God don't give you no approval for that.
Amen.
By having faith in Christ, not even in Jesus, because Jesus represents the flesh. Christ represents the spirit. Jesus is the one that got crucified. Christ is the one that was resurrected.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
All right. Yeah.
So in Galatians 6 and 2, if you read that, we're running over a little bit, brothers and sisters, just a little
bear
bit.
Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Let me read that again. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ.
Amen. From the Message Bible, you might be needing forgiveness before the day is out. Stoop down and reach out to those who are oppressed. Share their burdens and so complete Christ's law. If you think you are too good for that, you are badly deceived. Amen. Praise God.
Romans 8. We're going to go to Romans 8 right quick. And this can be the last scripture for today, which I have a bunch of more. But Romans 8, if you don't just read this and get Romans 8 and 2, because this is what our text is about. This is what our subject is about.
Okay.
Romans 8 and 2. This is this new life. This new life is in the spirit. The spirit takes over you. Depending on what spirit you let in you, that's the spirit you're living by.
Have mercy. Have mercy.
The religious spirit, well, you're going to be religious. Have nothing to do with you. That's what you let take over you. If it's whatever life, whatever spirit it is, you let that spirit, because that's what a spirit does. It controls you. I don't care what kind of spirit it is. Its job is to embody your spirit and lead you and control you. That's what that the spirit is designed to do.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
That's the job of a spirit. That's what
that's
he does.
Right. Yeah.
You know, you see people, homosexuality, that's a spirit, man. That's why you got to try the spirit by the spirit. They have allowed that spirit to come in and control them. And most of us, oh, well, that person is into sin. No, you got to look beyond that, man. You got to look at what's going on in that person. That's why we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness and spiritual wickedness and high places. These are spirits.
Mm-hmm.
Bless
Amen.
Just like they're bad spirits, they're good spirits. And that's the part I want to get to. So you can recognize, we got to start recognizing what spirit is operating and stop calling it sin. Everything is sin. Hey, you got to know what spirit it is. You got to know how to try spirit by the spirit. You got to know what kind of spirit, that means what kind of fruit you dealing with will tell you what kind of tree you dealing with. It had nothing to do with sin. Sin been dealt with. It's these spirits.
Okay, say that now.
Yeah, Romans 8 and 2, Evangelist Sharon.
Romans 8 and 2 reads as follows. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. From the Message Bible, the Spirit of life in Christ, like a strong wind, has magnificently cleared the air, freeing you from a fated lifetime of brutal tyranny at the hands of sin and death. Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord. Setting us free.
See, God's spirit makes us his children because that's what we're following. Satan's spirit, a Lucifer spirit, or the spirit of this world makes you part of that. This is just, you got to understand, whatever you yielding to, that's what you become. Seventh chapter of the book of Romans. So Paul concluding it here in the eighth chapter. You have to always go back to the seventh chapter because he's concluding this in the 8th chapter. But you got to read the 7th chapter first so you'll see what's going on. Because in the 8th chapter, bringing it all to a head and explaining to you what all went on in the 7th chapter, he's explaining it. Then he says, okay, here's the solution to it right here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
And he talks about what the law couldn't do. It was weak. He talks about self of the law. Then he talks about how it couldn't give you righteousness. Then finally, he comes to a place and began to show us that you have to live by the spirit that is in Christ, brothers and sisters, which is called the spirit of life. That's where life is at, is in Christ.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Anyway, I thank you all so much for joining. And tomorrow we'll get into the book of Hebrews. Because, see, you got to rest in something. What are you resting in? You got to rest in the spirit of Christ. That's where God is at.
Amen. Amen.
That's where you got to meet him at. That's where he's hanging out at. He been resting in Christ. And Christ is taking care of business.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
So having Pastor made it back safely, and thank God, and thank God for her and her family was able to make it back, and thank God for traveling mercy for Evangelist Sharon, for God giving her traveling grace and mercy as well. Meanwhile, we'll see you guys on tomorrow.